There are so many opportunities here at the Institute for Molecular Engineering. What you really want to come in as a new graduate student with is just an open mind and the idea of that there are a lot of possibilities.
I'm working with Matthew Terrell, and we are developing a peptide amphiphile micelle nanoparticle system that aims to detect early stages of atherosclerosis.
I work with Professor Paul Neely here at the Institute, and some of the projects that I'm working on are trying to understand how cells respond to nanoscale topography, or small geometries. So we try to create nanoscale topography, substrates with small geometries that the cells can interact with, respond to, and study how the cells actually would respond to that type of material, that type of 3D environment.
I'm working with Professor Paul Neely, and my research project is to control the macromolecules which can be self-assembled to nanostructure.
Here at the IME, I work for the director, Professor Matt Terrell, and the project that I'm working on is with a material called a complex coacervate. And so this is a material composed of, in our case, biocompatible polymers that we're using. They create a dense phase, and we're hoping to use this to mimic the crowded intracellular environment.
I think it's really exciting to be part of a brand new institute at the University of Chicago. Here you're able to work for a new type of environment that isn't bound by those restrictions, that they can adjust to where new funding levels are at, they can adjust to where new collaborations are at.
It's been very exciting to be part of this brand new institute where there are constantly new meetings, new faces, and new collaborations. And I believe that will ultimately allow us to form the right connections and interactions to solve problems that exist.
On campus, there are a lot of resources to do experiments on equipment that you wouldn't be able to have in your lab. There's a very good core facilities for things like imaging or analysis. But what's really important is Argonne National Lab is about a half an hour drive up the highway. And that really enables you to do a large number of experiments and opens up new collaborations with scientists at the National Lab. There's just a huge range of other types of research that are being done at the National Lab, and resources such as the synchrotron that are incredibly enabling for research that you might like to do. And that proximity really allows you to do those kinds of experiments much more easily than if you lived further away.
I think students should come with a very excited and willing mentality. And that's really all it takes, is willingness, hard work, and just an interest in order to succeed in molecular engineering.
It's kind of a different environment compared to a large public institution. The undergraduates are very engaged in the research, and they know what's going on campus. And as a result of that, they also want to be involved. So this is definitely a college where you can take advantage of the people, not just the professors and the researchers, but also the other students and the undergraduates that are here.
The students should be very creative to solve that problem. So setting a problem, creativity and skill to solve that problem is the key skills that succeed in this IME.
It's not really set with the stigmas of old engineering schools. To be here, you have to be able and willing to collaborate with people in biology departments. You have to be able to collaborate with people in chemical engineering departments and really try to fuse those ideas together, that you're okay with working with biological materials, you're okay with working with electron beam lithography, and trying to merge fields together, and always try to have an open mind when looking at new ideas and looking at challenging questions from new perspectives.
The University of Chicago's campus is gorgeous. Chicago is a great city to be in, and I think with engineering now being added to the University of Chicago's many, many achievements and accomplishments, I think it'll really be a well-rounded place to work for.